centuries, mankind has been fascinated with realms outside of our conscious awareness. Through a series of interviews with practitioners, guest speakers, and experts, Liberate the podcast covers all that and more, from health and holistic healing to the supernatural. We aim to educate, motivate, inspire, and liberate your consciousness. Hi, welcome to another episode of Liberate the Podcast. Today we're bringing back Tracy, our Reiki master here, because we're going to talk about animals and getting Reiki attunements. And, you know, I think that a lot of people, you know, animals can become your children and your, you know, best friends and everything like that, but they're little energy beings. And, you know, I think that a lot of people wonder, you know, can animals get attuned? What is the effects and different things along those lines? And as of recently, we had Mr. Chewy, for anybody that comes into the shop, he's one of our little mascots here, my little son. He's gotten a couple Reiki attunements at this point. So I wanna welcome back Tracy and have her talk a little bit about Reiki and animals.
Yeah, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you for coming on. Yeah. I mean, this is, you know, it's a great topic. I mean, so many people have pets.
They Absolutely.
Have cats and dogs, horses, you know, bunny rabbits, different things like that. So I wanted you to maybe share with people your experience with, you know, well let's backtrack it, because maybe some people don't even know what Reiki is that are listening.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, you know, maybe they found the podcast because they're interested and they have animals and they're like, what's this pet healing through attunement or whatever, you know? So let's backtrack it. Sorry for those that already know, but it just helps always hearing a refresher anyways, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so Reiki is, it translates to universal life force energy. It's basically a laying of hands, or as a Reiki practitioner, I act as a channel for this healing life force energy. And it's beautiful because they're doing a lot of research with it. You know, we love to have the science that goes along with it. And what they've shown is that the frequency that's coming out of the Reiki practitioner's hands is in the range where science has discovered that physical healing occurs in the body. So 7 hertz, they have shown that 7 hertz is what bone tissue regenerates at. That's one of the most common frequencies that is emanating from a Reiki practitioner's hands. And for me, like, I broke my foot, and the doctors said 4 weeks, they wanted me 4 weeks completely off it, and then 4 weeks, either 4 or 6 weeks, I can't remember, in one of those boots. And I Reiki'd, I mean, every day I Reiki'd this thing just nonstop, and after 4 weeks it was completely healed.
Wow.
Yeah. So Reiki's this amazing healing energy. It works on all levels. For me, I think of my life as before Reiki and after Reiki, because it was so transformative, and I just had a lot of different issues and, you know, just things that kind of had been holding me back. And once I got attuned to Reiki, which I'll tell you what the attunement process is or what that means, but once I got attuned, once I became a channel for this Reiki energy, my life just started opening and changing and transforming in so many beautiful ways. So,
nice. And, and so now, you know, if those that want to hear more on Tracy's journey, because I think that it's very touching and amazing that, you know, find one of the older podcasts that we have, and she has her whole story on there that is, you know, very transformative to even hear in the transformation that you went through. So you've been doing Reiki for years now, and when did you first, you know, kind of have that notion of that animals?
Yeah.
You know, I think that a lot of people hear about animals getting Reiki, you know?
Absolutely. So where I did my training in Chicago at a place called Equilibrium, they actually had a Reiki master who taught Reiki for animals. And she had 2 cats who she had attuned to Reiki. So it was always kind of like this possibility. And I had 2 cats at the time, and one of them was definitely like a problem child. You know, both of them I had adopted, and she definitely just right away, you know, she just had a lot of different issues. You could just tell that there was trauma. And so I attuned them. And especially with, her name was Priti. And she transformed so much. It helped her so much. So that my first experience was actually attuning my own cats.
Wow. And what kind of things, you know, like, so, well, more specifics, like,
yeah.
You know, like, some of her behaviors that might have shifted yeah. or changed as a result or whatever the case may be.
Well, one of the things is that she would pee when she was unhappy with me and that shifted. She still, it didn't go away 100%, but it was like 90%. Better. Mm-hmm. If I went away on a trip, she still had to pee on something. She just that was it for her. But like if she was just mad at me or unhappy about something, or if like too many people had come over and it like upset her, she no longer, you know, had to go pee on something. Mm-hmm. So that shifted. And it was also just, I could just feel her relax more. She would get very scared when people came over, and after the Reiki attunement, she still needed to hide for a little bit, but then she started actually coming out and socializing where she hadn't before.
Wow.
Yeah. But honestly, Chewy was the first. I had never, when I attuned animals, it was always with the intention of the healing was for them. And especially with animals that had issues, it was just amazing to witness and to see the possibility of what could heal just from the attunement. And I should explain, the attunement
yeah.
is the process where you become a channel for the Reiki healing energy. But what happens is you go through a cleansing process. That Reiki goes in you and starts cleansing you, healing issues, old traumas, habits, all those different things. So it's the same thing for the animals, that they become a channel for the Reiki energy, but that was just like, that wasn't my intention. The intention was the healing behind it. And that's what would happen.
Nice. So people would, you know, so if an animal has, you know, maybe some personality trauma, you know, mm-hmm. like anxiety or different
exactly.
things like that, and physical mm-hmm. issues and ailments, like what are some of the things just in general, people or animals, that Reiki helps with? You know, because, you know, for those that are listening, that, you know, they
yeah.
have a cat, they have a dog, they might or, you know, they have a horse or something,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, okay, I've tried taking them to the vet, mm-hmm. different things,
yeah.
and, you know, I've hired dog trainers, whatever, things aren't getting better.
Yeah,
you know? So
absolutely.
What are some of the things that...
Well, definitely socialization. This is all in my experience, I should say as well, because while they're doing a lot of research, I haven't found research done so much with the animals with Reiki yet. They're doing a lot with people. So this all comes from my experience. Is that they are able to socialize. I'll give another example. A friend of mine had a dog who literally was just so traumatized. She could not, if you walked into that house, she went crazy. And now she'll actually come up to me and let me pet her.
Hmm.
After, and it's been about, that took about 6 months. We attuned her to level one Reiki and level two Reiki, and now she'll actually come and let you pet her,
oh.
which is like amazing.
So it's all this divine energy, and
mm-hmm.
the animal becomes a better source or channel to take in this energy. And this energy goes through them and can help them shift their
mm-hmm.
energetic vibration. Physical,
exactly.
You know.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what happens, yeah. But Chewy was the first one. I never thought of, like... I mean, of course, animals are healers. I mean, all their love and all that stuff. But I never really thought, like, about training them. Like, here, now you go give Reiki to this human. But Chewy, that's what Chewy is, and that's what Chewy does. So that's, like, a possibility that never even occurred to me that Chewy showed me.
So for those that don't know, I guess I was saying before, I have a little... poodle mutt. He's a mixture of a couple different breeds of dogs, but he's I mean, he's grown up around the shop, so he's known the healing energy, but, you know, we've had to have, you know, dozens of Reiki certifications, and there wasn't, like, a draw necessarily to it, or maybe I was oblivious, but, well, you know, one day he was, you know, very drawn to Tracy, and I was like, well, what about attuning him? And he wanted to sit in the class and wanted to be a part of it. He even jumped in his own chair for, you know, like, and it was like almost like this was his calling as his, you know, little being. And he'll always greet people in the store and give them so much, like, loving energy. And I would sense a lot of times that it would drain him, you know? He would be, you know, kind of kaput at the end of the day and stuff like that. Not just from being physically awake, but you could tell, you know? And I'd give him salt baths and, you know, do a little clearing on him myself. But I've seen such a difference since he's gotten attuned.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, not taking on or using all of his energy. He can channel energy from a higher source.
Right, exactly. That's the beautiful thing about Reiki is that you literally just become a straw for this universal life force energy. And so you don't have to use your own energy and drain yourself. And you don't have to, like, go create it and make it over here and shift it from here to there. It's one of the easiest things in the world. That's why I love it so much. You literally get attuned to Reiki, and then you put your hand on or near someone, or your paw, with the intention of giving Reiki, and you are. Now, having said that, of course, there's different techniques and ways to move with it that you can do. But it is actually as simple as that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Chewie's not going to be doing symbols and, right, you know, exactly, tapping in that way, but, you know, just widening his straw a little bit, you know.
Exactly, yeah.
And so the different levels, what are some of the levels, you know, that an animal can get attuned to?
Well, I mean, technically they could get attuned to all of them. The most I've ever attuned animal to is level 2. And there hasn't really been a reason for that other than that's just what seemed right for that animal. Mm-hmm. My friend Liz, she is now a teacher herself. This is the one who had the dog that was, like, you walked into the house and just,
yeah,
she would go crazy. She is planning on attuning her to master level. She's not quite ready yet.
Yeah.
But she's going to attune her to master level.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think, do you see as the differences between, you know, level 1 and level 2 for the attunements for the animals? And, you know, when are they ready for the next one?
Yeah, so the difference is, so with each, it's the same with the people in the regards to healing. Meaning that with every attunement, you go through another cleansing process, another layer of healing that happens and transformation that happens for you. So it's the same with the animals, that they get to go through a deeper cleansing process and get to release more, heal more, transform more of their stories and things that affect them. As far as giving, their channel, just like in humans, their channel opens up more. So in level 1, they're able to channel a certain amount of Reiki energy. In level 2, they're able to channel more Reiki energy.
Okay.
And that would be the same for the dogs. The only thing that the dogs don't do is learn the animals, like, learn the different techniques. Like you said, they're not going to be using the symbols or...
They're not going to be, you know, becoming the teacher and saying, okay, wave your paw like this. Right. This is how you do it.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I mean, I need to do, like, a little shameless plug, but so Chewy, we both suffered from some mold infestation, and really, you know, he was having what I would identify as some neurological issues, and he was having some lung stuff and other things, you know, going on with him, and we're to the point where he couldn't walk downstairs sometimes because he, like, his equilibrium was off, so I'd have to carry him and different things like that. And so, and not to be too graphic, but his bowel movements were never normal, you know, and so since the Reiki attunement, he, you know, his bowel movements are normal. He doesn't appear, you know, he was really, really tired for a couple weeks right after. Yeah. Like, he was, you could tell, like, that this purging or this cleansing is actually, you know, happens to them just like it does for a person, you know? He was more, I don't know that he knew what to do with the energy. Yeah, you know, he was, like, distant. He always lays with his paws out, but he curved them in when he would lay on the floor, like, underneath himself. Yeah. I think because there was energy coming out of him. And, but since then, he's been regular as far as his potty goes. He seems like he has no problem walking up and down stairs anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't hear him having any breathing problems where he would have these, like, like fits and stuff like that because he couldn't breathe because he had mold spores on his lungs, and so I think that, you know, of course he did have some treatment from the vet, but I mean, for the most part, it's been the Reiki, I feel, that has shifted him.
Yeah, beautiful. I love it.
You know, that's one thing that I noticed within him. So, you know, if people are thinking about their animals, you know, what would be like a good, you know, if people are thinking, when do you feel that it's appropriate to, or what animals do you feel is appropriate to attune?
I mean, you can attune any animal. Okay. And I would say the only animals, I'll say the only animals I've ever attuned are cats and dogs. I'd be open to attuning other animals. I think cats and dogs, I mean, they're the ones that have so much personality and stuff. I've never witnessed, you know, like a bird that I would go, oh, that bird has issues, you know? So it's not that you can't attune other animals. You can attune anything and everything because we're all life. We're all channels. We're all movement. Having said that, yeah, probably cats and dogs are two of the most common.
Okay.
And my focus with the animals has been with animals that have issues. Those are just the ones that people have come to me and said, you know, can this help? And we've done it and it always has, which is beautiful.
Yeah, see, that's amazing. So, I mean, just to highlight that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, our pets are our babies, and when we see them suffering or we see these issues that just don't seem to go away, and, you know, to bring them in and say, you know, maybe that will this maybe work, you know, not saying that people aren't even coming in with 100% like certainty, like this is going to work and that placebo effect. This is just saying, hey, I don't know what else to do. Do you think that this would be a benefit for them?
Yeah, absolutely.
And having them start to transform. And I think it's important to note to people, like, you know, this wasn't, you know, for Chewy, it wasn't something that just happened, you know, the next day from his attunement. You know, there was a process that he was really kind of recovering, and he was dealing with this integration of new energy.
Right.
But I have to say, he's like a different dog.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and there's, so they've shown, they have a machine, I can never remember the name of it, but it's basically like they can hook you up to it somehow and it will measure what you vibrate at. Mm-hmm. And they found that most humans vibrate at around 250 cycles per second. And people who are attuned to Reiki or do other energy work vibrate anywhere from 400 to 800 cycles per second. And so that's like, I mean, it's going to be, obviously dogs and animals are going to have a different vibration, but it's going to be that equivalent thing where their energy, like they're actually going through this physiological process where their vibration and their cycles per second are actually raising. So it is in humans as well. Sometimes they're a little bit tired after a Reiki attunement as they go through that process.
Yeah, you're raising your frequency.
You're raising your frequency, exactly.
I have to say that, I mean, people can think I'm crazy, but Chewy now, he loves listening to meditation music, bioneural beats, and different things like that. He, as soon as that goes on, he, like, zens out.
Yeah.
But he does not like chaotic environments anymore, things that are lower vibrations. He gets freaked. He wants to run for the hills, because I think that his body is now...
Right, absolutely. Yeah.
Do you find that with some of the people that you else that you've attuned for their dogs or cats when they're in different environments? Well, cats, I mean, they live in their space, mm-hmm. not unless they're like outdoor cats. But for some of the people that have had dogs that, you know, suddenly they can't go to other places, like people, you know, become too energetically sensitive that maybe like you can't go to certain types of bars anymore or places because you just feel stickiness.
Yeah, totally. That makes sense. I actually haven't. No one's told me that that has been their experience, but it's not surprising.
So, a little bit more, maybe hearing about maybe some of the other animals that you've attuned, if you don't mind sharing some stories.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, my other cat was named Shanti, and she was pure love. Why am I saying she? He was pure love. He was this black cat, and he had a little white-shaped heart on his chest, I swear to God. And so I tuned, not going to attune Pretty and not attune Shanti, even though I knew Pretty was the one that really needed the healing energy. And Shanti would always, you know, just wanted to love on you. And when Shanti would lay on me after that, I could actually feel the Reiki energy. And it was like this cycle that would go, my Reiki would turn on and her Reiki, why do I keep calling her? He had very feminine energy. Would turn on and there would be like this cycling of energy that was really, really beautiful. So that's something that is fun that can happen.
I love that.
Yeah. For the most animals that I have attuned are dogs, and most of them it's the dogs that have had like just social issues and where they you could just feel that they had been abused, and they, because of that, they were afraid not only of other animals but of other dogs, of everyone really. Mm-hmm. And you know, these kind, loving owners would adopt them and then bring them home and then not know, you know, how to socialize them, not know how they would be able to trust them and be so friendly and so loving and needy really with their owner, but not be able to, you know, socialize with the friend that came over or go out to parks and fight with other dogs and all of that. Yeah. And every single one that I have attuned, that has shifted. Every single one.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
So think about that for those people that are listening, that if you have, you know, a cat or a dog with anxiety, you know, trauma, antisocial behavior, mm-hmm. you know, like that, I think, and maybe my speculation would be they're connecting to a loving divine source, that they realize that they're okay.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And then physical pain as well. I worked with a dog who was having some kind of hip, like there was something going on with the hip. And I can't actually remember, it was a long time ago. I can't remember the terminology or what exactly was going on, but I know it was something with their right hip. And after the attunement, gone. Just completely, completely gone.
Wow. Yeah. And what about getting animals Reiki sessions?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Same kind of thing. So the difference between the attunement and the session is you're working with that animal for, you know, however long the session is, and you might be focusing on a particular issue or a particular thing, and that is wonderful and beautiful, and they can come and get regular sessions, and that's going to help facilitate whatever it is that is going on. And the truth is, I'd rather attune them. Mm-hmm. I love doing both.
Yeah.
And the attunement, it's like that's where the most healing I've found can happen. And I say that for people as well. And I do sessions all the time, and even people who are attuned will still come for sessions because you need like a, you know, just a nice tune-up and stuff. But if you want real transformation and really deep healing, get attuned.
Yeah, because from what you're saying with the people, which it's the same for animals, is it shifts the energy.
It shifts the energy.
Vibration. Mm-hmm. I mean, going from like 250 to 400 to 600 for a person, you know, and whatever an animal's at, you know, in the different species, probably different vibrations, but that energetic shift.
Exactly.
I mean, imagine going and having your radio on AM and then it turns to FM. You're hearing different things.
Exactly.
You're actually in a different plane.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
on an energy level, you're in a different plane. And if that higher energy frequency, you know, maybe everything works better. Your cells can rejuvenate faster or healthier. Like, there's more energy that is within your system. I mean, I think about when I'm tired and didn't get much sleep versus a well night rest, you know, and how much more energy and how much more I can do during the day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, imagine pulling that energy from the universe and whatever people's beliefs are, you know, that prana coming in.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I love that. Anything else you'd like to share on dogs and sessions and attunements or cats or anything?
Well, I do want to talk about, we do have the training coming up with the doggy Reiki, which I'm really excited about. And with that, it's like, so I know I've talked mostly about how it helps dogs that have had trauma. Now, the problem is with the class that we're having, you obviously don't want to bring a dog into a situation where there's going to be other dogs if they're not good with dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, you know, you would obviously have to do, we'd have to do like a private where I'm working with them one-on-one. For the dogs that are coming to the class, Chewy was not an issue dog. Like, yes, he, you know, had the things going on with the mold and stuff. And so that was actually my first experience of attuning a dog that was already healthy, social, and it was so fun to watch what can happen, you know, to the dogs that are already okay, and now they're just even more okay, and now they're doing this and doing that, and how it helped them.
Yeah, Chewy rides on the train now. I'm just telling you, like, this is like him, like, he was scared of his own shadow, and he's now riding on a train. So, I mean, there's definitely some things happened there, too.
Absolutely, and he's the inspiration. He's the reason that we set up the level one doggy Reiki class, and we're doing humans, too. It's like you can come and get attuned yourself. So we're teaching the owners and the pets, and they both get to become these channels for the Reiki energy and go through the healing, you know, cleansing process that happens, which is pretty amazing. And if you're already attuned, you can still come and bring your dog and get your dog attuned as well. So
think about that, you know, like you can come and like I hear so many times that like dogs or cats and different animals become extensions of your aura.
Mm-hmm.
They're like in your energy vibration. So they shift, you heal and shift, you help them. Now imagine both of you doing it, you know, that's even that much more transformational for both of you.
Exactly.
So a little on the class, like Tracy was saying, we, you know, think of it like a dog training class that you would have at, you know, XYZ, you know, pet store, this or that, or whatever the case may be. You know, if a dog has a lot of aggression issues towards other dogs, you know, private. If a dog just has maybe a hurt leg or digestive, or is maybe just a little shy or skittish or whatever, they're okay. You know, like if everybody's going to get along and for the most part, you know, it's going to be a great experience to have that group. And I mean, I'm sure any owner knows the type, you know, I would be fine bringing Chewy to a group. I have another dog named Piggy. She'd probably be better suited for a one-on-one, you know? And so, you know, and the experience of it, if you have your attunement and you've seen the changes that it had in your life, you know, think about having your dog attuned. And if you haven't and you've been curious about Reiki, you know, if you're getting your animal attuned, you might as well get yourself too, and see that transformation take place.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I'm excited.
I love it. So people, you can come for the classes. I think we're gonna hold them like maybe like once a quarter or so, depending on the demand and seeing what people feel. And of course, there's always the privates that are available in between that. If you feel that your animal needs to, you're hearing this and you're inspired and you're sensing the similarities of maybe some of the issues that your animal's having, that, you know, of course, reach out, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Anything else to add, Tracy?
No, just come get attuned to Reiki. Come change your life. Come change your pet's life. 2017 is gonna be amazing.
Yeah.
I think it's a perfect time to move into this transformation energy. Yeah.
I love that. So, of course, you can find Tracy through the shop here at Liberate Emporium. You can check out our website for those classes coming up or calling the store. Tracy also does privates, too, out of her. She's located over in Venice, a lot of times over in the Los Feliz area. So, Tracy, what's your website?
It's turnyourshineon.com.
Yeah, turn your shine on, turn your pet's shine on, you know.
Exactly.
And sparkle and glow. I mean, who that's listening that you wouldn't want your energy vibration to more than double?
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
You know, like going from 250 to between 400 and 600, that alone, you don't have to be inspired to be wanting to be a Reiki healer to do other treatments on other people. But Reiki is good even if you just want to shift your vibration to have things go better in your life, you know?
Exactly.
When people are vibrating at a low frequency, a lot more problems and things can happen, right? Mm-hmm. You know, in all areas, financial relationships, negative thoughts, repetitive actions, you know? When you're vibrating at a higher frequency, you can navigate life a little easier.
Exactly.
You know, so not even about the healing, about navigating. Mm-hmm. Too.
Yeah.
And so now imagine what that does to your pet.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. So between the two of you, come on. So if you like this podcast, please, you know, leave a review for us, especially on iTunes. It helps people find us, helps more people become aware. If you have any questions, you know, always feel free to email us. And you can email Tracy directly at the turnyourshineon.com, maybe info@turnyourshineon.com, and then, of course, info@liberateemporium.com. We're able to answer any questions, or if you want to kind of see, you know, is your pet more suitable for an individual class or the group, you know, whatever, or curiosity or anything like that.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for coming in and talking to everybody about this.
You.
It's a very dear subject to my life. Until next time.
Thank you, Christina.
Bye.